The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. One of the challenges for health workers fighting highly infectious diseases like Ebola is spending time in hazmat suits. They can be unwieldy and incredibly hot, but new technology could solve one of those problems. VOA's Kevin Enochs reports.
For health workers, time in a hazmat suit is very difficult. They're so hot that often workers can't spend more than 15 minutes in a full hazmat suit. And researchers at Stanford University in California say the time they spend getting in and out of the suits is dangerous because that's when aid workers are most likely to get contaminated. Stanford professor Craig Heller also says working in high temperatures can affect decision-making skills.
When you overheat, your cognitive capacity goes down. You're not thinking straight. So even during the work phase, if you are preventing that rise in core temperature, people are working smarter.
Heller and his colleagues discovered something that may help while they were looking for ways to warm up patients after surgery. They discovered that every mammal has special places where the body sends its excess heat.
They have developed these special vascular adaptations of the pads of their feet, the nose, the tongue, the ears in some cases, where they can send large volumes of blood to those surfaces and dissipate that heat.
This is why dogs pant after a workout. They're cooling down. And it's part of the reason why elephants have such big ears. But in humans, all that excess heat is being dissipated through their non-hairy areas, the palms of the hand and the face, for instance. But when a person is in a hazmat suit, that heat has nowhere to go, until now.
For someone who is overheating, what they need is an avenue for getting rid of that excess heat, and that's what we provide.
Their self-contained cooling unit consists of a hydration backpack filled with a liter of frozen water, a temperature regulator, and a water pump. The device sends cool water to the hands and draws away hot water. It weighs about 2 kilograms. And that, says Professor Dennis Grand, translates directly to workers being able to spend more time in a hazmat suit, even when working physically hard.
You increase your exercise levels, you're obviously, one, pulling more heat out, and secondly, you don't have the capacity to extract all of that heat out of the body. So, you'll increase the duration by 3x, 4x.
And that extra time could mean saved lives and safer aid workers. Kevin Enochs, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology.
That was a program from the Voice of America.